Today is Friday, July 12th, 2024. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We made it to Friday. It's Friday. That means I don't have to do this next week. This is very good that I don't have to do it next week because my nephew is actually coming down to visit. It is his birthday. Well, it was his birthday today, but he's coming in next week. So we're going to go over, have dinner with him and his wife, and watch the fireworks over at Disney. A little birthday celebration for him. Actually, my family all plays Connections. We have like a little group chat where we play Connections every day for the New York Times. And so today, for Scott, my nephew, I made him his own Connections for his birthday. So, yep, I'm the best uncle. Anyway, welcome to The Geeky Gay. What did I say? Oh, yeah, it's July 12th. July 12th is Amazon Prime Day, National French Fry Day, World Kebab Day, and Random Act of Kindness Day. So celebrate those as you may see fit. If I sound a bit discombobulated, it's because I am talking to you immediately after the press conference that Joe Biden just gave. And it's, you know, it's one of those things. I think if you wanted Joe Biden to drop out because he was incompetent, I don't think this press conference would have changed your mind. If you were looking for a reason to feel better about Joe Biden, then I feel like you probably walked away going, it was all right. You know, I feel like what we're really missing here is some kind of semblance of what this job actually entails. So I feel like that is what we should be hammering home here. And by we, I mean Democrats should be hammering home here, which is, look, this is not a dictatorship. The president is the head of state. He is the head of the government, of the executive branch of the government. But he has hundreds of advisors, hundreds of specialists underneath him that make policy decisions. He sets the policies along with the party, along with the Democratic Party that he wants to, you know, have. And he certainly knows his stuff about foreign relations and whatnot. But the kind of things that we are judging him on harshly, and by we, I mean, you know, the social medias, whatever, the kind of things that we're judging him by really have nothing to do with being president. There was so much consternation tonight about him misspeaking. Let me tell you guys, now I sound like Joe Biden. Let me tell you guys, speaking extemporaneously live is hard to do, and you fuck up. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but on the Monday show, I said, I guess I'm doing something white instead of saying something right. But it was at the end of the show. There was music underneath it. I didn't feel like going back and editing and stuff. It's like, so yeah, you misspeak. That's not a big thing. It happens to all of us all the time when we're speaking in meetings or we're just talking about things off the top of our head or we get somebody's name wrong or something. And it's so not important. Those are not the things that we should be concerned with. I'm not saying there's nothing that we should be concerned with as far as the behavior of Joe Biden goes. I'm just saying the things that we are just latching onto and making such a big deal about, God, look at fucking Trump. Look at the stupid fucking things he said. Anyway, that's just not, it's not what makes a president. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'll put it out of my mind. I'll move on. I'm sure, you know, there will be much more talk about this on the internet for the next, whatever we're going to do, we need to do it now. We need to do it. We need to do it and join hands and move forward. Whatever the direction that is, we need to move forward. Donald Trump needs to not win this election. Anyway, pivoting on what is perhaps the hardest pivot ever done on this show, a fast food chain Whataburger's app has gone viral in the wake of Hurricane Beryl, which hit Texas the other day. It left around 1.8 million utility customers in Houston, Texas, without power. Hundreds of thousands of those people may remain without power for days as Houston anticipates a heat wave with temperatures climbing into the mid-90s. Okay, so the local utility company, Cedar Point Energy, does not have an app, right? Doesn't have an app show where the outages are and stuff like that. So people are using the Whataburger app as a power outage tracker, since the map of the Whataburger locations that you get can get in Texas show the ones that are offline are the ones that don't have power because they can't accept online orders. So you can actually zoom out and see the map of Texas with which Whataburgers have power or not. So I thought maybe, you know, I almost called him Zach. Like, this is why I'm not president, guys. I feel like Adam probably would have appreciated that. Speaking of Adam, we have a correspondence from him. Of course we do. Of course we do. It's taking a long time to load, but it is there. Let's listen to it now, shall we?
Good morning. This is day 5. I don't want to harp on it, but the whole Faye Driver thing, Daniel, you said that it was, it's content for the show. And that's true. That's true. It is content for the show. But I do want to mention that right after Daniel listened to Big Fatty's episode, he text messaged me, mm-hmm. which was not content for the show.
No, it wasn't.
So, I think it did bother him a little bit. But
well, of course it bothered me. Of course it bothered me.
Yesterday, we had a C-Day, so there's not really anything to go over as far as what we did. I will say that we kind of relaxed. We watched a musical. There was a little bit of drama in the musical. Again, drama that I listed in my notes. So I'll talk about it. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it on Geeky Gay or if I'm going to talk about it on one like the Gay Mix or something like that, but it will be talked about somewhere for sure. Mm-hmm. We watched a musical. It was a full-length, I believe, Broadway-style musical. I haven't researched if it is actually a Broadway musical or a West End musical from London, but it was full-length, and they had removed the intermission, so there was a little bit of a... It was distracting when people got up to go to the restroom halfway through, and like half the audience was taking turns getting up. Well, for 20 or 30 minutes, we were just seeing people get up,
People like that. Old
but it was a pretty
pee.
Good show. I would say the music and the singing and the dancing and the staging, all those were really good. I really like the LED screens they have on board the ship because those can be used to really change the backgrounds quickly. But the story was kind of a blah story. So I'd say the writing for the show was not as good.
The book.
But we enjoyed it. Nonetheless, we did a few more quizzes, and it was formal night again last night, so we dressed up. I was looking particularly slender. I have found out I don't like wearing tight-fitting clothes because they're uncomfortable, but I do look a lot slimmer in tighter-fitting clothes, so I don't know. It's a dilemma. Not sure what to do, but I was looking cute, and so we had dinner at Chops, and I should have ordered the filet, but I ordered the ribeye. And it was a relaxing day at sea. We're about to leave for
always
Bruges, Belgium. So
the ribeye.
I'm just recording this really quick, and we're going to go hop on a bus
quickly
and go to Bruges, and it's our last stop of the trip. And I'll tell you guys more about that when I return on Monday. All right, I'll turn it back to Daniel. Thanks.
Okay, I am completely, I'm almost as tired talking about this fucking Faye Driver thing as I am talking about the Biden. But hold on. This just in from the Geeky Gay newsroom, wearing clothes that are less baggy makes you look less fat. Who would have known? Hey, we have another phone call. Let's get to that now, shall we? Hello.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, God. That's
I just
loud.
Wanted to call.
Yes.
Cause
yes.
a couple of things.
Yes.
I heard on your fill-in duties over there at the Crooked Hat Show.
Yes.
Number one, you were saying about the Faye driver, and
oh my
I
God.
Just wanted to let you know that that was recorded from his May the 19th little show. Y'all, that was before I ever started having you on every little show in June. So it was mainly to poke at him a little bit. But anyway, and I heard you reminding everybody that the old gals,
yes,
that the old gals is going to be
on the mix.
On the mix.
Yes, the mix.
On a Friday.
We don't say that.
And I thought just for fun, you might ask the old gal the same questions you asked me. And should be interesting. Maybe not. Oh. But anyway. Finally, no, I do not put extra pressure on myself when I do
the games,
the connections, or the strands, or anything else. It's hard enough to keep a straight thought. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, anyway, well, thank you for calling, and enjoy being done. And you can put your hat back on straight.
Yeah. He put his own music. He put his own music on his phone call. But this, by the way, this is the show version of Fantasmic. I use the exit music version of Fantasmic because he goes, "Some imagination, huh? Huh?" Well, he says it better than that, but, you know. It doesn't have the da-da-da-da-dunt. I love a good da-da-da-da-dunt. Let me tell you, there's nothing more pleasing to me than a da-da-da-da-dunt. Moving on, Arkansas official rejected a bid to put abortion right measure on the ballot. I'm just covering this just because it's the Geeky Gay, it's Friday, Adam's coming back. I know he likes to cover all of the important Arkansas news, and so I thought I would, you know, just throw this in there just for you guys to know. Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston has rejected petitions to put an abortion access measure on the ballot this fall, blaming a procedural error by the organizing group. So, long story short, group collects over 100,000 signatures in support of this ballot. The Republicans do everything they possibly can to challenge every single signature on it. And they go, "I'm so sorry, you only had 87,382 and you needed to have 90,704. So we're sorry, your ballot can't go on the, your referendum can't go on the ballot." So they had well over 100,000. It was all a bunch of, it's these grifters, man. These fucking grifters. So Arkansas, a very red state, and you had 100,000 people signing a thing saying, "I think that the current abortion laws in Arkansas are horrible for women and that they should be changed." And I think that's it. Is that it? I think that's it. I'm not doing any more. It's been a week. It has been a week. I will leave you with this because, you know, we do love some quiz programs on the mix. That is something that we definitely share in common with Big Fatty. So here's something that I'll leave you with. Every day this week, I gave out some days, right? But the day was, you know, whether today, what was today? Today was Amazon Prime Day and World Kebab Day, etc. On each day, so five times in total, I gave you a completely made-up one. So what I would like for you to do, if you want to accept this challenge, just text into Geeky Gay for Adam and let him know which five I made up this week. So just a little something, you know, to occupy you over the weekend. Because you probably have nothing else to do. Don't go outside. Jesus, it's hot. You don't want to go outside. It's very hot, so I would stay in. You know what a good idea would be? A good idea would be to hang around Friday night when it's nice and cool at 10 p.m. Eastern time. By the way, Big Fatty on his program on Fridays, on Thursday's Big Friday. On Thursday's Big Fatty show, Big Fatty said, "It's at 10 p.m. It's the only time zone that matters." He never said the time zone. Anyway, 10 p.m. Eastern time, the only time zone that matters. My guest host, Auntie Scott, will be with me on the mix. Pride 48, 10 p.m. Check it out, pride48.com. Join us in the chat room. It'll be a whole lot of fun.